Session number 22498, Reel 7.
Peter Hall, Reel 7.
You ask about the education of the Malay soldiers. It was very efficient, and it was based entirely on the same principles as those adopted by the Royal Army Education Corps in improving the educational abilities of British soldiers. And it worked very efficiently. It was conducted, of course, by Malays, for Malays, but English was very much the second language and given a great deal of credit and
So were they taught in English or in Malay?
They were taught in both Malay and in English.
By Malays or by...
By Malays.
Did the Imam play any part in the education?
Only in the religious education, yeah, as a padre would in a British regiment.
Did the Malay soldiers seem keen to get education?
Yes, Malaya was becoming a very sophisticated and educated state, and the Malay individual realized that if Malaysia was going to be a sort of successful independent country, it had to take every advantage of its position in the world, where it was associated both with Australasia, with the rest of Far East Asia, and with Europe, and to some extent with America. And so they appreciated the necessity to learn English and to become sophisticated.
When you were out in the jungle with the Worcesters and the others, was there any particular formation which you would adopt on patrol?
In open country and in rubber estates, it was quite easy to adopt the arrowhead advanced to contact formation that one used successfully in Europe. In jungle, the only possibility was to move in single file, and communication from leading scout down through the line was done by a series of hand signals, which were well known, well rehearsed, and very effective.
What hand signals do you remember?
The hand signal for there is an unidentified hut in front of one was to raise one's rifle above one's head and put one's other hand like that.
Put the other hand in front of the barrel?
Well, yeah, just sort of put the rifle above your head, and well, it didn't matter where the other hand went on, it went on the rifle, on the barrel somewhere. Another signal was that if you wanted the commander to come forward, because you didn't understand what was happening, you put your right hand on your left shoulder, which indicated that his rank was on the shoulder. There were a number of signals, but you know, I can't recall them all, and I'd rather not go any further than that.
Did they work?
Yes, admirably. Admirably.
Would you ever be able to smell the enemy in the jungle?
I'm told that one could actually smell cigarette smell from a distance of about 100 yards. But I never actually had any experience of any sort of smelling thing at all. I can't recall anybody who I knew who claimed to have done so, who had that.
When you were brigade major in the Malayan Emergency, what were the main problems that you had to face then?
Sweks and dweks, meeting these civilians who thought they were all like Clausewitz and military experts.
Was this in Kuala Lumpur?
No, it was in a place called Kuching, which was north of Kuala Lumpur in Perak.